Unit 6. Sample Listening Test. Part 3. You will hear two students talking about sociological experiments. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Okay, Justin, I finally read the article you emailed me the other day, the one about how influential a belief system can be on our performance.
Oh, you mean the one written by Carla Hoff and Priyanka Pandey? The study of Indian primary school students from different castes, isn't it? I sent it ages ago.
I know, sorry. Better late than never, no?
True. What did you think of it? I thought it was well interesting, partly because that sort of study can't be done here because we don't have such a rigid class system here in Canada.
I know. As soon as I read they'd taken a number of high-caste and low-caste Year 7 students, it grabbed my attention.
Exactly. And the sample size is pretty impressive, too.
True. So what? They had more than 600 students in total, was it?
Yeah, 321 from each group, so 642 to be precise, which is one of the reasons why I chose this paper, as I said. I mean, if the sample size is that big, I think we can say their finding is fairly reliable.
I agree, yes. So these two groups of students were given the same sets of tasks, weren't they?
Yeah, solving mazes, basically. And initially, the students did the puzzles without knowing one another's caste.
And under that condition, they did equally well?
Yeah. Well, the low-caste ones actually did a little bit better, even.
Then in the next stage, before giving another set of mazes a go, each student was asked to confirm their name, hometown, father's and grandfather's names, and most importantly, caste.
Yes. And consequently, in that second stage, the performance of the low-caste students dropped enormously.
Yeah, almost by as much as a third. Interesting, isn't it?
It is. It's also interesting that the performance of the high-caste students slightly improved. So are we going to use this one for our coursework then?
Well, much as I've found their study interesting, their article left out something crucial in my view.
Which is?
Well, it keeps referring to the mazes these children had to solve, but it's not very clear what sort of mazes they were, is it?
But they've put the instructions given to the students in English right at the end, though. You know, in Appendix A, everything is described in detail. How long it took, what was said to whom at what point, etc.
Yes, I know that. But can you actually visualize the tasks from this? I mean, at least I can't. Apparently, it started with an easy maze, so they surely could have put a diagram of that, for instance.